This is West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Brett Pikita, and Lauren Smith, as we hear news that they could be sitting down at the table just outside of Belarus now, let's get the very latest on the federal response to what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizenga is on the live line with us this morning. Congressman, thank you for doing this today.
Hey, happy to be with you, and obviously wish we had a chance to talk about it. Much more pleasant subject like State of the Union or inflation. But, I mean, in all seriousness, this is such a tragedy that we're seeing happening in Ukraine.
Love to talk to you on Wednesday, if we could, with response to that. But let's, from your role, help us understand how some of these sanctions work. I know that you're on the House Financial Services Committee, and understand a little bit more about things like SWIFT and the Russian Central Bank. And we hear that the economy in Russia is tanking. Is that in direct response to some of the stuff that we're part of?
Yes, it is. And a lot of those sanctions actually run directly through our committee because it deals with banking. That's how you really go in and hurt whether it's a person like Vladimir Putin personally, or the leader of the Duma, or some of these other political leaders. It's also how you more generally bring some pain to the economy that is obviously been kind of on the brink anyway. I mean, the Russian economy has never been super solid. The one thing that they have is energy. And they export that. That is their main source of income that comes into the country, certainly into the central government. And having a unified response from Europe is key. The Germans have been very reluctant in the past. Other countries have been more tepid about going after them. But this naked aggression has hopefully finally woken Europe up.
So it appears as if Putin thinks that he is entitled to Ukraine because it was part of Russia back in the good old days. I'm, you know, paraphrasing how he might be thinking with his role, the Politburo in the USSR.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. But then you have to look at what does that mean for Uzbekistan and Georgia? Well, actually, we know what he thinks of Georgia because he invaded them in 2008, and still 20% of the landmass of Georgia is under Russian control, also right on the Black Sea. What does this mean for the Baltic states, Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia? What does this mean for a place like Poland, which is on the border with Belarus? So he clearly believes that Mother Russia needs to come back in the strength that it had been in the past. And that's a dangerous, dangerous position, not just for Europe, but for the world.
Congressman, we're hearing that they're having some talks today, some initial conversation. Do we have any idea what these expectations might be? And to that point, what we might see happen next?
Yeah, my understanding is Russia is asking for a total surrender. And my guess is, based on what I've seen and heard, and like everybody else, the Ukrainian people are not headed in that direction. That's been pretty clear. So what I'm afraid of, Steve, is this is a stall tactic from Putin. This would absolutely be in his character, and it would be his MO. Pretend like you are doing one thing while at the same time you're preparing for a very different action. And he may be trying to kind of calm the nerves in whether it's in Europe or around the world in the response that it has been, but he may be working with the Chinese. He may be getting some other allies together for an even more brutal assault on Ukraine. So that would be the fear that I have and that we need to watch out for.
So tomorrow, the State of the Union, I'd love to try to get you back on Wednesday. You mentioned inflation at the beginning of this. What if we send billions of more aid to help in this effort? What more could that mean for us? So I'll let our people talk to each other's people. I'm the people, by the way, when it comes to this show.
Me too. You're kind of, how about you people and me people agree? I'll be back on Wednesday.
Okay, that's good. Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizenga, always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. See you guys.